Hello, and welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris.
We're going to read one verse, and we have used this text before, but we want to kind of go a little bit different way this morning as the Lord leads us and as we follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. But Jonah chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Jonah chapter 3 and verse number 1. Let me say I've enjoyed the service. I heard Sunday school was great. Sister Pat did a wonderful job in the children's church this morning. Choir, you sounded awesome. And just thankful to be here. But you know what? Most of all, I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I can know His presence and feel His presence. Amen. All right, Jonah chapter 3, verse number 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. And we wanted to use this thought this morning, the God of another opportunity. The God of another opportunity. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessings upon the reading of your word this morning. God, I pray you take my lips and my mouth and my voice and use it for your honor and for your glory this morning. Thank you for loving us. Lord, thank you for a way that we could be saved, born again, and to your family. And Lord, I thank you for that salvation. I thank you for New Bridge Baptist Church and everyone that makes up this wonderful congregation. Now, Lord, take and continue to bless this service, and we'll be careful to always give you the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus' precious and most holy name we do pray. Amen. As we look in the book of Jonah, right quick, I'm just going to give you this quick little outline. We find in chapter 1, we find Jonah rebelling. We find here that the Lord summons Jonah, but Jonah rebels. Jonah, when God called him to go to Nineveh, Jonah went down to Joppa. Jonah went down into the ship. Jonah went down into the sea. Jonah went down into the whale's belly. Have you noticed something about that? When you go away from the Lord, you're not going up, but you're going down. And so Jonah rebelled. But in chapter number 2, we find Jonah repenting. I'll tell you what, being in a whale's belly, can you imagine being there? But Jonah repented. Then in chapter number 3, we find Jonah responding. And then in chapter number 4, we find Jonah receiving. What did he receive? He received God's patience. You remember he got upset because God spared Nineveh. But we find there he received God's patience, God's protection, and God's pardon. And aren't you glad we can receive that today? Amen. And so that's just a little bit of quick outline on the book of Jonah. But what I want to get into is we look at the God of another opportunity. The first thing I want us to bring out this morning or look at is the recognition of our failures, recognizing our sin. And I've got a few examples I want to use this morning. There, let's begin with Jacob. We find in the book of Genesis chapter 27 that Jacob deceived his father and received the birthright. Now, God had said that that was going to happen there, but he didn't say by what means. But there we find Jacob there deceived his father there in Genesis 27. I'm going to say this, deception is sin. When we deceive someone, that is sin. The second one I want us to look at is King David and Bathsheba. We find there they defiled themselves with adultery in 2 Samuel chapter number 11. See, we're seeing some failures. We're seeing Jacob in deception. We're seeing there King David and Bathsheba with defilement. But then we got the Apostle Peter. And sometimes I feel like I feel a little bit like the Apostle Peter, and because he had a bad habit of mouth and foot disease. He opened and put his foot in his mouth probably more than any of the apostles. And sometimes I feel like I do that. But what we find here with Peter, he denied the Lord. We find that in Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and John 18. So we find here a failure of Peter, the one who said, oh, I'll die with you. But we find him defying the Lord three times to a little old damsel there. And so Peter denied the Lord. John Mark, we find in the book of Acts, chapter 13, departed from service. Paul and Barnabas went out on the first missionary journey, and they took their John Mark, who was related to Barnabas, and they went out on the missionary journey. But as the journey got tough, as the journey got hard, John Mark turned and returned and left them. So he departed from service. And then here, of course, in the book of Jonah, we just find disobedience. God called Jonah, said, go down there and preach to Nineveh. But what did Jonah do? He went in the opposite direction. I'm afraid lots of times when God calls people to do something, instead of surrendering, they go in the opposite direction. But I'm going to tell you what, when you do that, there's nothing but heartache ahead of you. So we see here recognition of failures. And we need to recognize our failures and our sins. Number two, I want you to look at their repenting. They're repenting of our failures, repenting of our sins. And let's go back and let's look at the ones we just brought out. We find that Jacob there, as he had to run because Esau was going to kill him because of his deception, we find that he gets to a place called Bethel. And there at Bethel, there Jacob repents. And Jacob then goes on. But we find Jacob, you know that scripture says you reap what you sow? We find that Jacob works thinking he's going to get Rachel, and he gets married and finds out on his wedding night that it wasn't Rachel, but it was Leah that he ended up with. And then he had to work another 7 years to get Rachel. So we find that the deception there come around to get him. I tell you what, I can't imagine thinking I married Lydia, but ended up with her sister. Maybe she'll never watch this, all right? I don't know. Oh, man. But anyway, so that deception came around. But Jacob, he repented there. Then we find that King David, he repented after the prophet Nathan come to him. Can you imagine the boldness of Nathan? He had to have the Lord with him, didn't he? When he stood before the king and he pointed his finger in his face, thou art a man. And we find there in Psalms 51, David repented, did he not? Then we go on, we find that Peter, after he denied the Lord, the scripture says the Lord looked back at Peter. Can you imagine when Jesus' eyes met Peter's eyes? Can you imagine that condemnation? Now, listen, that came over Peter. And the Word of God says Peter went out and he wept bitterly. You know why I think that's telling us? Peter repented. He repented there. Then we find John Mark. John Mark, we're not exactly sure when he repented, but we do know he repented and got his heart right with God, and God did use John Mark. Matter of fact, the Gospel of Mark, we believe, was written by John Mark. And so we find he repented. And then we find Jonah there. He did repent in chapter number 2. And so we find the recognition of failures. We see the repenting of failures. But now let's look at the third thing I want us to look at this morning. They're responding to the Lord's call. And this is just simply being obedient to whatever God has called us to do. Let's look at these ones that we just went over for just a moment. Jacob, he repented. You know what? Jacob became Israel, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. His name was changed from Jacob, the heel snatcher, there to Israel, the one who proceeds with God in prevailing prayer. So God changed his name. He repented. He got his heart right. And look at how God used Jacob when he was obedient to God, when he responded to the Lord's call. Then we find King David and Bathsheba. They had a son in 2 Samuel chapter number 12. By the name of Solomon. They repented, got their heart right, and God blessed them with a son who would build a temple that's like never been built before. Oh, God allowed this Solomon to build a temple. This Solomon, who there early in life had great wisdom, and the only one that probably had more wisdom, according to the scriptures, was the Lord Jesus Christ. But as he got older, some of that wisdom there kind of faded from him. But we find that they repented and had a son who built God a magnificent house to to worship in. Aren't you thankful for the house God has provided us to come worship in? And then we find Peter on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2. He got up and he preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the word of God said 3,000 souls were saved on the day of Pentecost. I'm going to tell you what, when Peter repented and when Peter got right, when Peter was obedient, God used him in a mighty and great way. And then we find John Mark. John Mark, we know in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, Paul sends for John Mark. He said, John Mark is now profitable for me. I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad one mistake don't wipe us out for the rest of our life, aren't you? I'm glad that we can come back and we can repent and God can still use us. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, hey, listen, you say, preacher, I've made some bad mistakes. Well, I'm glad we've got a God who will forgive you and give you another opportunity. Oh, listen, but we find here Jonah in Jonah chapter number 3. Jonah was obedient. He went down to Nineveh and he preached that 8-word message. And we find there from what I'll call the White House, from the king on down, there they repented and called up on God, and God forgave them, and a nation was spared. Why? Because one man that had been disobedient, going away from what God called him to do, repented, got right, and was obedient to God, and obeyed God, and went and did what God told him to do, and a nation was spared for 100-something years. Nineveh did later rebel, and God did destroy the Assyrians. But for here, Jonah preached at Nineveh, and a nation repented. I said all this to say this is the first Sunday in 2025. Whatever opportunities we had in 2024 are gone. And whatever faults or failures or sins from 2024, what we need to do is repent, get our heart right, and get ready to respond to God's call in 2025. Let me say this. 2025 gives us another opportunity for salvation. How many opportunities God will give you if you're lost? How many opportunities He will give you, I cannot tell you because I do not know. If you're here and you're lost, or you're listening to the live stream and you're lost, God in His mercy and God in His grace is giving you this opportunity here in 2025 to be born again into the family of God. Let me say, there's another opportunity to surrender. If you've been saved in 2025, God's given you, if you've not surrendered to the Lord, and I'm telling you what, there's a difference in being saved and then there's a difference in surrendering. When I'm talking about surrendering, I'm talking about surrendering our will, my will, Milton Harris's will, to God's will. If you've not done that in the past, in 2025, God is giving you the opportunity to surrender to His will and be obedient because God wants to use you. He wants to use every one of us. Let me say this. There's another opportunity now in 2025 to serve the Lord. There's another opportunity to serve Him. Another opportunity to come to God's house and worship Him. Another opportunity to do God's will. Another opportunity to work for God. Another opportunity to get in the Word of God and study and know the Word of God. God's given us this opportunity here in 2025. What an opportunity He's given us.